Fred Film Radio, 31st International Film Critics Week at the Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Niccolò Comotti here, the 73rd edition of Venice Film Festival, and today I'm joined by Juan Sebastian Mesa, the director of Los Nadie. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
So Juan, this is your first feature and you are in the International Critics Week section. That's not bad, huh, to start?
Yeah, it's a really nice section for us. I think it's a place where we never imagined to be, and we're really happy.
And tell me, when you first started making the film and then actually was finished and completed, when was the very, very first moment that kind of sparked, you know, the idea of, like, let's make a film about Los Nadie, Nobodies? And then also when it was finished instead, it was like, what should we do with this film? So I just want to know, as a filmmaker stance.
Well, the idea came to my mind during a trip I did when I was 20 years old, a trip that I did from South America, from five countries, and I wanted to do a portrait of a feeling I have, and it was like a necessity of living in my city, the city where I was born. And for me, that was the initial idea of this film, and I talked to one of my best friends and I told this idea, and it began as a short film. Mm-hmm. And in the middle of the process, the movie just appeared in front of us and we could not stop it. Uh-huh. So that's pretty much how it started. And are you understanding what I'm saying?
It's perfect, man.
Okay. And when the movie was finished, it was a surprise for us because we shoot the movie in 7 days, and we thought that there was something impossible. Many people told us that that's not how you make a film. You're not going to make it. And when we finished it, we were like really happy because this movie represents to us not only our first film, but also a new way of thinking how you make a film, mm-hmm. a new way of thinking of cinema, and also represents like an approach to a cinema more related to the common people like us.
Mm-hmm. And so tell me, like, in the making of it, was really, how many people were involved in the shooting? And I guess, like, how did you kind of pull all the strings as well? I guess there was not a lot of money as well.
At the beginning, there were only, like, five friends, close friends. And then when the project started to grow, many people were in love with the idea, mm-hmm. and they start to get in the crew, and we were like 25 people including the actors, and it was a really low budget project, so everybody was working just because they liked the idea. And I'm now I don't know how to say it.
No worries. Now you're here in Venice, so it's probably everyone really loved the idea and made a great, great job.
Yeah, I think you don't need money to make a film. Mm-hmm. If you have a good idea and you have a good bunch of friends, you can make any film you want.
That's the thing, probably. The most precious part is having good friends.
Yeah.
Actually, I want to ask you also about the topic, because I think, you know, in probably putting yourself in the minds of the selectors for International Critics Week, they always want something fresh, but also something very topical. And one of the subcultures that you talk about, I think it's everywhere, and it changes names. For example, in Italy, there's a couple of names that I could tell you, but probably you don't even understand it.
Yeah.
But here, for example, when they translated it, they said anarcho-punk.
Mm-hmm.
Punk, of course, has been for decades. Maybe it's dead, maybe it's not dead. But these people, though, are really real and in the moment, and everyone is like, you know, everyone has friends like that. I have friends like that as well. And I really enjoyed how you perfectly portray them. So was it also because it was, once again, friends? So you really knew them before shooting and you knew how to get the best parts? But it was just, I don't know, something that the camera almost gets forgotten and then you just can film whatever you want.
I think it's both of those. I'm not talking about something I don't know. I used to play in a punk band. I used to be in that scene. So I knew what I wanted to talk in the movie, what I wanted to show. Mm-hmm. It's a really common scene, how you say, in all the world. But every country has his particularities. So I wanted to be, to go beyond that look and to portray the feelings, the superficial thing that many people just stop there. And I have the friends to do it, so I think one of the most difficult parts was getting the camera invisible to the, for them. Mm-hmm. We did a lot of exercise, like, for example, I told them, imagine that the camera is like a mosquito, like going through you, and if you look at the camera, you lost. So it was like playing with them all the time, because there's no like a specific method of directing an actor. You have to find it, and every person is different, and you have to understand how they feel, how they think, in order to get what you want them to do.
That's actually one of the best advices I heard in a long time. I'm going to use that as well. Thank you so much, Juan. Thank you. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.